Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 146, My Mind Holds Only What I Think with God, a review of Lesson 131, No One Can Fail Who Seeks to Reach the Truth, and Lesson 132, I Loose the World from All I Thought It Was. Today we are holding a place in our mind to recognize that everything that we see with our eyes is in fact that projection coming from our mind. And this may seem insignificant. Perhaps it's something you've heard time and time again. And yet at this point, the Course in Miracles is teaching us that everything that we see is what is blocking our true reality. Our true reality as given by God. As long as we aspire to have or do anything in this illusion, we cannot know the truth. Now, this does not mean that you will abandon your life and that you'll move off into a cave somewhere to know your oneness with God. What it does mean is that when you recognize that there is nothing to be aspired to in this world because it's all temporary and it's all set up for misery, inconsistency, scarcity, lack, pain, sadness, and all the rest. That's what this world is orchestrated for. And if we will take our attention off of this world and place it onto a place in our mind where we can be shown what is true, what God's will is for us, we would find that His will for us is for happiness, to know happiness consistently, and to know the abundance that He has already given. You see, by withdrawing your attention and your faith in the illusion, by letting go of what you think you'd like to see happen or what you need to see happen, in that quiet space of surrender, this is the place where we can be shown what is true. This is very challenging because there are things in this world that we do aspire to, things that we want and hope for. And yes, those things we would have to release and let go in order to have the magnitude of what God has given. It's like you're holding on to your last $5 and you're not sure what to do because if you let it go, it feels as though you will have nothing and things will grow even worse. And yet it's in the releasing of the $5, releasing your hold on it, your grip on it, releasing the fear surrounding it, that we come to our God with wholly open hearts and open hands, that we may be shown what is to be provided in the place of that $5. And what we find that we receive is everything, because our inner awareness of what is true will literally create that which is beautiful and happy and consistent in our external experience. Today, let us loosen our grip on what we think we need to have happen. Let us completely release it as if we do not know, recognizing that we cannot know. There is a divine orchestration of all things at work on our behalf, and we cannot know what that looks like. Today, let us surrender into that state of relief. It is not up to us, and we cannot know. And we come to God with wholly open hearts and hands, ready to receive all that He has given. And it may look nothing like what we expect, and yet it will answer every question of what to do and what needs to happen next. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. I loose the world from all I thought it was.